State demographers expect Denton County to add almost 100,000 residents and grow 13% by the year 2030. Thomas Taylor of the Upper Trinity Regional Water District says those new customers are why it's crucial that state environmental commissioners approve the permits for Lake Ralph Hall.
We didn't have Lake Ralph Hall. If we weren't planning for it, we would not be able to meet the needs of our customers.
Lake Ralph Hall, named for the Rockwall congressman, has been in planning for more than a decade. It would be built on the North Sulphur River, northeast of Dallas, near Bonham, and would be about the size of Lake Grapevine. It would be the first new Texas lake that's a water supply in more than two decades. There has been less opposition to this proposed reservoir than some others, but it has its critics. The Texas Conservation Alliance, which opposes nearly every reservoir, claims Ralph Hall's conservation plan wastes water and would set a bad precedent for future reservoirs. The Upper Trinity District's biggest customer, Flower Mound, claims the new supply won't be needed until much further into the future than projected. Flower Mound Mayor Tom Hayden says the residents of his city will see their bills escalate astronomically for a water source that's being built prematurely.
The Upper Trinity is barely using 50% of their current capacity, so they're going to build a lake that they don't have demand for. We already are paying exorbitant costs. It is only going to continue to increase.
The Upper Trinity's Thomas Taylor disagrees, saying the Ralph Hall water is needed and the reservoir will increase the cost of water to Flower Mound residents by no more than 15%.
I think people of Flower Mound would be willing to pay 15% if they had to in order to avoid running out of water.
If the water use permits are approved as expected, Taylor says it will still be several years before construction begins. He says Lake Ralph Hall would probably be completed in about a decade. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.